Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come then, let us bow down in worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not go stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness when at Meribah and Massah. They challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. And they do not know my ways, so I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Lord Jesus Christ, be present now. And let your Holy Spirit bow all hearts in love and truth today to hear your word and keep your way. Give us the grace to grasp your word that we may do what we have heard. Instruct us through the scriptures, Lord. As we draw near, O God adored, may your glad tidings always bring good news to men that they may sing of how you came to save all men. Instruct us till you come again. To God the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praised throughout eternity. We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. I said I will be watchful of my ways. For fear I should sin with my tongue, I will put a curb on my lips. When the wicked man stands before me, I was dumb, silent, and still. His posterity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days! Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight, a mere breath. The man who stood so firm, a mere shadow. The man passing by, a mere breath. The riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. We groan in pain as we await the redemption of our bodies. Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rest all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all that he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again before I depart to be no more. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Through your Son you taught us, Father, not to be fearful of tomorrow, but to commit our lives to your care. Do not withhold your Spirit from us, but help us find a life of peace after these days of trouble. Hear and answer my prayer, O Lord. Let me not weep in vain. I have put all my trust in God's never-failing mercy. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil? Planning ruin all day long, your tongue like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, so this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth, and grew powerful by his crimes. But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God forever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, you cut down the unfruitful branch for burning, and prune the fertile to make it bear more fruit. Make us grow like laden olive trees in your domain, firmly rooted in the power and mercy of your Son, so that you may gather from us fruit worthy of eternal life. I have put my trust in God's never-failing mercy. I have put my trust in the word of the Lord. All my hope is in him. From the book of the prophet Amos. I saw the Lord standing beside the altar, and he said, strike the bases so that the door jams totter, till you break them off on the heads of them all. Those who are left I will slay with the sword. Not one shall flee, no survivor shall escape. Though they break through to the netherworld, even from there my hand shall bring them out. Though they climb to the heavens, I will bring them down. Though they hide in the summit of Carmel, there too I will hunt them out and take them away. Though they hide from my gaze in the bottom of the sea, I will command the serpent there to bite them. Though they are led into captivity by their enemies, there I will command the sword to slay them. I will fix my gaze upon them for evil and not for good. I, the Lord God of hosts, I melt the earth with my touch, so that all who dwell on it mourn, while it all rises up like the Nile and settles back like the river of Egypt. I have built heaven my upper chamber and established my vault over the earth. I summon the waters of the seas and pour them out upon the surface of the earth. I, the Lord by name. Are you not like the Ethiopians to me, O men of Israel, says the Lord? Did I not bring the Israelites from the land of Egypt as I brought the Philistines from Captor and the Armenians from Kir? The eyes of the Lord God are on this sinful kingdom. I will destroy it from off the face of the earth. But I will not destroy the house of Jacob completely, says the Lord. For see, I have given the command to shift the house of Israel among all the nations, as one shifts a sieve, letting no pebble fall to the ground. By the sword shall all sinners among my people die, those who say, evil will not reach or overtake us. On that day, I will raise up the fallen hut of David. I will wall up its breaches, raise up its ruins, and rebuild it as in the days of old, that they may conquer what is left in Edom, and all the nations shall bear my name. Say I, the Lord, who will do this. Yea, the days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the vintager him who sows the seed. The juice of grapes shall drip down from the mountains, and all the hills shall run with it. I will bring about the restoration of my people Israel. They shall rebuild and inhabit their ruined cities, plant vineyards and drink the wine, set out gardens and eat the fruits. I will plant them upon their own ground. Never again shall they be plucked from the land that I have given them, say I, the Lord, your God. That the rest of mankind and all peoples who hear my name may seek the Lord, I shall return and rebuild the fallen house of David, says the Lord. As Scripture says, God came to choose from among the Gentiles a people to bear his name. I shall return and rebuild the fallen house of David, says the Lord. From a letter attributed to Barnabas. Consider now the way of light. Any man who is bent on reaching his appointed goal must be very careful in all he does. Now, these are the directions that have been given to us for this journey. Love your Creator. Reverence your Maker. Give glory to Him who redeemed you when you were dead. Be single-minded, but rich in spiritual treasure. Avoid those who travel down death's highway. Hate whatever is displeasing to God. Detest all hypocritical pretense. Do not abandon God's commandments. Do not put on airs, but be modest, whatever you do. Claim no credit for yourself. Plot no evil against your neighbor. Do not give pride an entrance into your heart. Love your neighbor more than your own life. Do not kill an unborn child through abortion, nor destroy it after birth. Do not refrain from chastening son or daughter, but bring them up from childhood in the fear of the Lord. Do not set your heart on what belongs to your neighbor, and do not give in to greed. Do not associate with an arrogant, but cultivate those who are humble and virtuous. Accept as a blessing whatever comes your way in the knowledge that nothing ever happens without God's concurrence. Avoid duplicity in thought or in word, for such deception is a deadly snare. Share with your neighbor whatever you have, and do not say anything, "This is mine." If you both share an imperishable treasure, how much more must you share what is perishable? Do not be hasty in speech. The mouth is a deadly snare. For your soul's good, make every effort to live chastely. Do not hold out your hand for what you can get, only to withdraw it when it comes to giving. Cherish as the apple of your eye anyone who speaks to you the word of the Lord. Night and day, you will bear in mind the hour of judgment. Every day, you will seek out the company of God's faithful, either by preaching the word, earnestly exhorting them, ever considering how you can save souls by your eloquence, or by working your hands to make reparation for your past sins. Never hesitate to give, and when you do give, never grumble. Then you will know the one who will repay you. Persevere in the traditions you have received, adding nothing and taking nothing away. The evildoer will ever be hateful to you. Be fair in your judgments. Never stir up dissension, but act as the peacemaker and reconcile the quarrelsome. Confess your sins, and do not begin to pray with a guilty conscience. Such then is the way of light. I keep my foot from every evil path, that I may keep your word, O Lord. I do not turn away from your ordinances, for you have instructed me, that I may keep your word, O Lord. Let us pray. Father of everlasting goodness, your origin and guide, be close to us. Our origin and guide, please be close to us, and hear the prayers of all who praise you. Forgive our sins and restore us to life. Keep us safe in your love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks.